Scene 7.
Helena! Stop following me! Who's that coming this way? Look! I don't love you, so stop following me around. Well, Lysander and beautiful Hermia. Lysander. Oh, I want to stop, but Hermia stops my heart from beating. You told me they escaped into this forest, and here I am, going crazy in the middle of the woods because I can't find my Hermia. Go away! Get out of here and stop following me!
It's not my fault. You attract me to you, you cruel magnet.
Do I ask you to follow me? Do I speak to you kindly? Don't I tell you in the clearest terms that I do not love you?
Yes, but that makes me love you even more. I'm your little dog, Demetrius. The more you beat me, the more I love you. Treat me like you would treat a dog. Kick me, hit me, neglect me, try to lose me. Just let me follow behind you. Even though I'm not good enough for you, could I ask for a worse place in your heart than to be treated as you would treat a dog? And yet I would consider it an honor to be your dog.
Don't push it! Just looking at you makes me sick.
And I get sick when I can't look at you.
You're risking your reputation by stalking someone who doesn't love you. Leaving the city to a deserted area in the middle of the night.
You illuminate the night for me. This forest doesn't seem deserted when you're here, because you are all the world to me.
I will run away from you and hide in the bushes and leave you to the mercy of wild animals.
The wildest animal isn't as cruel as you are.
I'm not sticking around to listen to you any longer. Leave me alone. Or if you follow me, you'd better understand that I will do something bad to you in the forest.
Shame on you, Demetrius. Your behavior is an insult to all women. I'll follow you and turn this hell I'm in to a kind of heaven, even if I need to be killed by you, the one I love so much.
So, there is someone else besides Titania who needs to learn a lesson.
Your perfume, my lord.
I'll put it on Titania and fill her with horrible delusions and desires. Whatever. You see first when you wake up. Think of it as your true love. Wake up when something nasty is nearby. Now, my dear Puck, let's wait to watch the show. Let's see which animal is going to be her object of desire.